1-800-259-9231. Kicking off hour number three of this, the Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
And you can talk about whatever you want. That's the point behind Free Talk Live. We got people hanging on. We're going to get to them here in moments. But you can bring up whether it's a personal issue, a political problem that you want to talk about, you've got a rant you want to get off your chest. All you have to do is call in toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And join us on the internet at freetalklive.com. We got archives. Last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described for your listening convenience. They're right there on the front page of the website. No membership fee. No logging in. No BS. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Now and then here on Free Talk Live, we stumble across a topic that just seems to set people off, that people just have some serious things to say about. And we stumbled across one of them last hour. It's the issue of surveillance. Now, what started this was, what started it was probably all the way back in hour number one of the show when we were talking about London, which is looking at possibly putting transponders into every single car in the city and taxing people by the mile, depending on which road they drive on, as much as $2 per mile is what they may be taxing people in the city of London because of their congestion problems. Of course, totally insane. And that kind of got us onto the track of surveillance and surveillance issues. And we had some nutty claims last hour about your television is watching you. The idea that your TV might have a camera device in it, which is just utter paranoia. Yes, it's technically possible. Yes, there are government agencies that would probably really enjoy having that kind of surveillance capacity. But these are the same people that are still filing things in cabinets and drawers, and they have a tough time switching to computer systems. The FAA is still using vacuum tube technology in, you know, certain places. I mean, these guys are so antiquated, so slow, and such they're just like this big behemoth, and they can't move places very fast. So it's very, very unlikely that what was being said last hour was true, but we still got people that want to talk about it. Let's go back to Bill in New Hampshire. Bill, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. First question for you, Bill, is do you know if we're actually on this hour up in New Hampshire?
Do I what?
Okay, are you still tuned in on the radio there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. So we're still on in hour number two.
You want to know which channel?
Well, we know what channel, 99.7 WNTK.
That's the guy.
There you go. We're glad you're out there listening. So is this the first week you've listened to the show, Bill?
No, I've heard you before on and off, but I thought you were a tape program. I didn't know that I could call in. I'm a news talk freak.
You're a junkie.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, good.
And I need to hear news. When I hear anything other than that, I run away.
Well, we talk about, on Free Talk Live, you're going to find that we talk about the news that pretty much other people are ignoring, that people aren't talking about. For instance, if we were a news show, we'd be talking about the girl that disappeared in Aruba. And we touched on that once within the past 2 weeks, and that's about it. We tend to talk about issues that kind of center around a pro-freedom bend.
Have Michael Jackson on 24/7?
No. Absolutely not.
Thank you so much.
We try to focus on issues that actually affect you, issues with the government getting out of control, too big. And this government is getting out of control. Would you agree with that, Bill?
Absolutely. I live in New Hampshire, which I hate to say this on the air because people are going to hear it and they're going to move here. But theoretically, this is the freest state in the union.
As a matter of fact, did you hear our advertisement for the Free State Project?
Oh, I hope not.
Absolutely.
Well, Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime, and for more information about the Free State Project, you can call 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org. So we're actually encouraging people to move to your state.
They all bring their own thoughts, you know. Oh, when I was home, my bank didn't do it this way. Well, go home.
That's what we say in Florida, and we've been dealing with it for a long time.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Breaking my heart, man.
Well, you know, Bill, what we're trying to do is we're trying to bring people into the state that want more liberty, that hopefully already feel the same way that people like you do, that maybe government is in their lives too much, and that's the reason they're going to come into the state is because they want to get away from big government.
Now, let me ask you this. You're libertarians, I take it?
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay. What about this no border thing?
No border.
That's crap.
What do you mean by that?
I don't want the Mexicans coming here.
Do you not like Mexicans?
I don't care about them one way or another, but I don't want them coming here and voting in blocks.
Okay.
They will do that.
Is it all right if other people come in but not Mexicans, or is it just Mexicans that you don't
want? This country was built on white Western Europeans. And look what we did in 200 years.
We're not breeding enough. You know, I'm sorry, but white Western Europeans find breeding to be difficult. We can't afford to have children right about now because of the means to which we've become accustomed.
Do you think that Mexicans don't deserve to be free?
Oh, certainly they do, in their own country.
You knew that was coming.
Oh, this
okay,
is actually...
Okay, what about Belgians? What about Belgians? What about the French?
Well,
can't they be free in their own country?
Don't you think that if somebody can get here that they deserve the same shot and the same opportunity that anybody else does, Bill? Your ancestors came here at some point. You weren't a native.
Have you seen the videos in Florida when all these people are coming in,
mm-hmm.
and all they do, the first thing they do is they grab a DNC card, and they know who to vote for, and there you go.
That's not true at all. The Cubans are a Republican voting bloc.
No, not the Cubans. The African, I can't think of the name.
The Haitians?
Well, I have no idea.
Okay.
But they come in, and the first thing they did was break the law by coming in here illegal. The next thing they did, they ran across the road, and they started robbing and hurting and whatever.
Let me ask you this, Bill. Would you consider, and I totally understand where you're coming from, there's a lot of bad press that that immigrants get, but would you agree that there are good immigrants that come to this country, people
Absolutely.
That want to work hard? People
Absolutely.
That want to work hard and make a better life for themselves?
Absolutely.
Do you have any problem with those kinds of people coming here?
No.
Okay, follow with me, Bill. Follow
with
me. Okay, so what would you say if we got rid of welfare?
Cool.
You like that idea. Okay, because we're behind that idea 100% here on Free Talk Live. We think welfare is terrible. You know, it attracts flies, basically. It attracts the kind of people we don't want in America. We don't want people coming here, and I know you're going to agree with this. Mm. We don't want people coming into this country with their hands out, expecting to be propped up by the rich people, you know, propped up by the taxpayers in this country. We don't want that, right?
A hand out versus a hand up. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, now, if we actually got rid of the welfare programs,
mm-hmm.
then nobody would be coming here expecting to have a handout. They would be coming here knowing they would have to work to make a living, to make their lives better, and by proxy, make everybody else's lives better.
That'd be fine.
So that's our plan. That's what we want to do. We don't just want to let people in willy-nilly. We want to end welfare, and then the freedom will take care of it. Then there's no more thugs coming across the border. Then there's no more people that are going to steal our taxpayer dollars.
Well, can I ask you this?
Yes,
what
sir.
About the 40s and the 50s, where you had to have a sponsor, you had to be checked for God knows whatever, you had to sign a paper that said you would not be on the welfare thing? That's gone. That's gone.
Well,
there's people coming across the border with friggin' cooties. I'm sorry. With stuff that isn't good.
Cooties is far cooties is not something you need to worry about saying on the radio. It's fine.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, certainly. Now, what about the early part of the century when they just let anybody in? Italians, Irish, you know, everybody. They just let them. You know, they came to Ellis Island. You know, if you didn't have any major communicable disease that they could tell right offhand, they let you out on the streets of New York. Bam, you're out there.
Okay, can I answer?
Sure.
In 200 years, roughly, we built 100,000 times better than other countries have built in 2,000 or more years.
And a lot of that had to do with the freedom and the liberty that we had in the very beginning. Bill, I want you to keep listening to this show. You're going to find a lot of things you agree with, and you're going to find that we're going to question your assumptions and question your beliefs on a lot of things. So hopefully it'll be a challenging listen. We appreciate your call, and we really appreciate your time. 800-259-9231. Good new listener. We like open-minded people. 800-259-9231. Puke is on the line. Jason, the communist, on the line. We got all kinds of good stuff coming up. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids and really nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the show. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You bring up whatever you want. Personal problem, political issue, whatever's on your mind. Goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Saturday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so still plenty of time for your calls. And we have yet to hear from the freedom activists in New Hampshire. We just got a call for New Hampshire, which is cool. Somebody listening on our newest FM station up there, WNTK FM, which is awesome. We're glad that people are listening up there, and good to hear from you. But there's something that happened earlier today in the Manchester airport up there, where a gentleman attempted to board an airline without showing identification. So we're waiting to find out what happened on that one. In the meantime, we're going to go back to the phones and back to the fun. It's your show, your calls. Let's go to Puke in Florida. Puke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello. Puke? Puke, going once.
Hello?
Is this Puke? Who is this?
Puke.
Hey, Puke. You're on the air.
Is it still working?
It's working.
We got you, buddy.
Okay,
do it.
There we go.
What's on your mind, man?
to jump. All right, I'm interested to hear about that airplane thing, too. I didn't know about that. But I was going to let you guys know that thing about the TV is true. Yeah,
the thing about the TV is true?
Oh, absolutely.
What are you talking about?
It's also, if you go backwards, you can take a camera and watch TV through the lens. You didn't know that?
What? Are you? You're pulling our leg, right, Puke?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank goodness. I didn't think that you had gone off the deep end. Chicagoan emails us saying, must be a full moon. The nuts seem to be out in full force tonight.
Exactly. It's insane. I mean, you know, because the logic would go that way. If you can see TV or film through a TV, then you should be able to see TV through a camera lens, right?
You know, assuming your camera would have been hooked up to a cable, you know, cable connection. But I see what you're saying.
And you know, then, what if you have an antenna? Okay, let's think about that. How are they going to be getting the signal back? Do you have a 50,000-watt?
I think he was only suggesting it was for cable systems, but nonetheless, it's still just utter paranoia.
I just thought it was crazy, and these people obviously have no idea, anything about science or technology or how anything works, you know?
Yeah, it must have just been a total rumor. He must have just heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody.
I guess. I don't know.
Or he just thought it up. You know, either that or he just was just totally paranoid and thought
That's
it
true.
Up.
True. I mean, anybody can call in and claim that they're the emperor of, you know, Mars or something. So.
Indeed. Indeed. So what else you got on your mind, Puke? Anything?
Not really. That's all. I just wanted to call in. And.
Are you in Florida tonight?
No.
Oh, okay. You had a board op listed you as Florida. I thought, wait a minute, you're normally in Texas.
No. All right. No, one other thing. You said Florida. When I was stationed in Georgia, I went down to Orlando, and they have a spy shop down there.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody can buy teeny tiny little pinhole cameras,
sure,
box with cameras in them.
Go to eBay, you can get them there.
Yeah, on Google, you'll get 2 million returns if you put in spy camera. So,
they're crappy cameras. The smaller a lens, that's another thing. That's another thing that these people don't get is. Small pinhole lens cameras don't do very well in a variety of conditions. You have to have tremendous light output in the particular room that you're filming in order to actually be able to see much of anything. The resolution is usually poor. Now, I'm sure they've got some high-resolution versions of them, and some of them can be tweaked for light sensitivity. But for the most part, the stuff you're going to get on eBay is cheap. And if you're buying a $100 television set, there's no way they put a high-end, you know, high-tech level device in that set. It's not the case.
Right, they're just, you know, giving away technology for free. And plus, you can also buy things to detect, you know, these little spy devices.
Yes, if you're ultra paranoid, you can buy a bug detector. Absolutely.
I mean, you know, because everything that runs electricity through it, you know, has little signals, electromagnetic and all that junk that you find. And,
well, there's actually transmitter detectors as well that you can turn on, and it will lock into nearby signals and things like that. But again, you know, that's if they're really out to get you. And if they're really out to get you, you might actually know about it. We're gonna we'll talk about the New Hampshire situation here in a little bit. And thanks for reminding us about it. But they actually were tailed by the FBI this morning as they were going to the airport. And it was quite obvious that they were being tailed. So we'll talk about that coming up.
Apparently the G-men aren't so good at this tailing thing.
So, Puke, anything else, man?
People just need to realize that, you know, the government, they've been watching too much TV. The government, you know, they might have a couple secret things, but they're not, you know, they don't have things so far out advanced of, like, what, you know, the...
And you should know, you're in the military.
Exactly. That's why I know this. I mean, I've noticed a lot of things that are, like, you know... Whenever you're on the outside looking in, it's very, very hard to know. But once you're on the inside, you're like, well, this isn't nothing, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I really think that's a very salient point, that people expect the government to act the way it does on CSI and NYPD Blue and television and movies. And no, that's glorified. That is fictionalized government. That's how government, you know, it works in the Hollywood world. It doesn't work very well at all, at anything it attempts to do in the real
world. Take everything with a grain of salt and realize that the idiots that are in charge of the government are the same idiots that are in charge of everything else. You know, we're all human.
Absolutely.
We're all subject to error. Pretty much so.
And the government can't do anything because it has no incentive to do anything right. Puke, great call as always, man. Thanks.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jason. I believe this is Jason the Communist in San Diego. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Well, I have to say that
in terms of surveillance, the government can do a lot and is doing a lot, especially in terms of monitoring our phone conversations. The Echelon system, you know, can monitor everything that that's broadcast, you know, over you know, the radio.
What?
You know, faxes.
The
emails.
Echelon system? You want to tell us a little bit about that? I've heard
of
that before.
It has been making the news that, you know, for the past, like, I don't know, like 10 years or so, 20 years, you know, on and off in obscure publications. And the European Parliament actually investigated. Apparently, there's a treaty between the English-speaking countries of Australia, UK, and New Zealand, Canada, and the United States, where each one of these countries monitors the, you know, the transmissions of the other countries. So they're wiretapping, you know, they're wiretapping each other and then giving the information over, you know, to the heads of state. So
what is it that they're listening to? What exactly?
They're listening to every phone call that you make, and they've been listening to it ever since.
Nobody is. You're telling me a computer's doing it, right?
A computer is doing it. In fact,
that's like with voice recognition software, to where if I said bomb, it would be able to pick up the word.
Yeah, or plutonium, something like that. You know, so it would be able to ferret out those people. Also,
so you're telling me if I got on the phone,
what if I said plutonium in Aramaic?
Well, you know, I don't know.
Are you telling me that if I got on the phone, is it only cell phone communications or a hardwire phone communications
all
tapped as well?
All communication.
It sounds awfully comprehensive and awfully difficult to implement. I've heard rumors about this kind of stuff. But I think it's
a matter of how much computer power you have. I mean, is it possible to monitor every phone call that goes out there?
I would guess it's possible, but if it's probable or not is another question.
No, they're doing it. I mean,
there's also the voice recognition software that exists. I mean, I've tried to use these on word processors, and sometimes it gets it wrong. You know, I would think it would be very difficult to...
No, a lot of times the government is a good 10 years ahead of where...
Oh, please.
I don't believe that.
Don't believe that for a second.
They're about a good 30 years behind.
Yeah. These are the people that are using vacuum tubes.
Some hacker looking for UFOs.
Jason, hang on. We're going to hold you over, Jason. Hang on there.
He always gets held over.
Well, he only had
He's got to be our favorite caller or something.
Well, because we disagree with him so damn much. 800-259-9231. He's a communist. We're libertarians. Come on. How more ideologically opposite can you get? This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live. 800.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine walls, then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Saturday night edition, and anything goes. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. Some of them have sent us validated photos.
Some sent us more than one.
That's true. Which means that in their photo, they are usually holding up a sign of some sort, a piece of paper that references Free Talk Live in some way. And so, therefore, they've been validated and proven to actually be a Free Talk Live listener. We also have regular people who are considered the regular Shriners, that just are ladies that send in their photo. And I think that we tend to prefer the regular Shriners call the show first. That way we can actually hear a female voice and know and link that picture to that voice, as opposed to just somebody sending us pictures of their girlfriend and females from, you know, photos across the internet. I mean, we got to be careful here.
Yeah,
but there is the Shrine of Female Listeners, and you should check it out at freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to the phones and back to the phone to Jason, the communist. Jason, you're back on with Free Talk Live.
Well, I think the other problem with Echelon is that it can also possibly be used to, stamp out political opposition.
Now, this is the so-called, just to recap for people who are just tuning in, Echelon is the alleged multiples, this crazy system that's linked into all different modes of communication from cell phones to hardline phones to what else are included here? Radio signals, you said?
Anything that transmits a message, electronically.
Internet?
Internet, everything.
Come on. You're telling me that if I send an email to somebody saying something about killing the president, they're going to come and get me?
I would take a look at the European Parliament's report on it. You can run it online. It was published the 11th of July, 2001. And, basically when you take a look at what the European Parliament has said about it, I mean, I think that it's obviously pretty frightening what the government's been doing. And they've been doing this probably for at least the past 30 years, monitoring, everybody's phone calls.
Have they ever picked anyone up in regards to this? Have they ever charged anyone?
Well, remember that we were fighting a Cold War, too. So you got to think about the espionage effect of that. Let's say that some people get on the phone and they're a secret agent for the Soviet Union.
Right.
If we have Echelon, that's a big net. We might be able to ferret out those people. You're not going to send over.
It's one thing, Jason.
And go arrest somebody that's, say, spying on the country. But say conversely, what if it's a domestic group that that wants to say change the government?
Like Puke said before, people like you tend to give the government way too much credit. I mean, you're making it sound like they actually know what they're doing. But when you really look and you look at the FBI and the CIA, I mean, from the Washington Post this week, they reported that the FBI completely botched plenty of opportunities to find out more about the hijackers on 9/11 in advance, just because they're worthless donut eating bureaucrats.
I actually think that 9/11 was an inside job. What about Operation Northwood? That document that came out of the Kennedy administration, where basically the Joint Chiefs of Staff had planned to kill Americans in order to start a war. I mean, this is something that a lot of people have been talking about on on the internet. It came out, I think, under the Assassination Records Review Board.
Yes, there are certainly, I will be the first person to agree that there are certainly some sleazy, scummy things that go on behind the scenes.
The real politics of the United States is that the politicians are just merely the puppets of the super rich. And that's why I think that, you know...
Well, it is definitely a rich protection racket. That is absolutely the case.
I mean, the one thing the establishment has is money. And that's why I think that, that the libertarians will never, succeed, because you guys will just be bought out by the establishment.
Well, isn't that why you would never succeed?
Greedy for it.
On the converse side of that coin, isn't that why the communists would never succeed? Because they would be, they would succumb to the power as well?
Well, I think that, for the past 150 years, there's been a big... push by the establishment to stamp out, communism. There's been a lot of use of secret police.
They sure missed.
We're becoming more communist every day.
Why is it that, say, the FBI and the CIA, were, involved in infiltrating, communist groups during the 50s? I mean, if you take a look at the Church Committee report, it's pretty clear that, by the 1960s, the majority of the people that were in the so-called Communist Party were really... FBI agent.
Maybe that tells you something about the communists.
Well,
I don't know.
I think that it says something about how scared the establishment is of the Marxist ideas. Why is it they have to go to these?
It seems to me that they seem to be adopting them.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about the 10 planks here on this particular show. We got central control of education.
Reformers. I mean, look what's happened to the black community in this country. Martin Luther King. Malcolm X, people that were assassinated by the government. I mean, Martin Luther King was a peaceful man.
I don't believe
man,
Malcolm X was assassinated by the government, personally.
I think that there was a government hand in that. I mean, there's a lot of proof.
The problem with this whole the rich people are running the world theory, which let's just call it a theory for now, is that it's incredibly disempowering.
I think that you can't do anything. If you take a look at, say, Plato's cave, if anything, it shows that the slaves are down there, at the bottom of the cave, viewing what they think to be reality, and the politicians are the ones that are really controlling the reality of the slaves. The people.
Well, there's
that,
no doubt
that,
the powerful are exercising their power. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
I think that the powerful have to conspire in order to keep power. I mean,
and communism helps them. Communism helps them keep power over people because it helps keep people poor. If you let people be free, then they have the freedom to create wealth for themselves. Jason, thanks for the call, man. We got a scram. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Since he brought up the FBI and how they're magically able to track all these communications that are out there, and again, I think they'd love to have that capability, but to suggest that they do, there's just no evidence for it. Unless they're secretly picking up people that talk about plutonium and bombs and killing the president and things like that. I mean, that's what he's suggesting there, is that if you say those things over the phone, this echelon system's going to pick them up and they're going to send the FBI to your door.
Well, they just picked up an ice cream vendor and his son for terrorism in Anaheim or something like that out in California.
And did they catch them because of the echelon system or because somebody snitched them out?
No evidence. The stories don't report.
Well, the inability, according to the Washington Post, the inability to detect the September 11, 2001 hijacking plot amounts to a significant failure by the FBI. It was caused in large part by widespread and longstanding deficiencies in the way that the agency handled terrorism and intelligence cases. And then this article just goes on to outline the various failures on the part of the FBI when it comes to preventing the terrorist attacks on 9/11. These guys are incompetent. They really might want to protect us from terrorism. I mean, they may have the best of intentions, but the fact is, they don't have any motivation.
Well, and even so, if you have the most motivation in the world, you're still not going to be able to stop terrorism because there's no way to stop it. The best way to stop it is to...
Stop manufacturing them.
Yeah, stop making terrorists.
Yeah, by stopping, by getting the military out of the various countries from around the world, the over 130-plus countries we're in, the 700-plus military bases, stop killing people around the world, and they'll stop killing us. And if they do, if somebody still wants to come over here and do something, then...
Well, you could talk about Timothy McVeigh, our own homegrown terrorist.
There you go.
I mean, he's basically... Yeah.
And what was he angry about? Wasn't it Waco? Wasn't it the government's action again?
Right. He was angry
not,
about...
Not making an excuse... Not making an excuse for him, but there's reasons behind these things. Just like 9/11 didn't happen out of the clear blue sky. There were reasons for it. We set that up by killing their friends and family members. Timothy McVeigh was angry that we killed people in Waco, and so he got the government back. I'm not saying it was right,
But what our government did in the first place was what started this chain of events. Violence begets violence. More coming up. It's your show, Free Talk Live. We'll talk about what happened in New Hampshire. Take control of the show.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
It's your show, Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. It goes. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Saturday night edition. We do it till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of time for you to get your calls in about whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. We promised it at the top of the show. I guess the New Hampshire porcupines, those people, the activists who are behind what happened there today are probably busy, I guess, sending out press releases and things like that. So I have found an article that was written about it on the New Hampshire Union Leaders website. Here's what happened today, everybody. In Manchester, New Hampshire, a keen libertarian who tried to board a flight carrying nothing but a Bible and a copy of the Declaration of Independence was arrested Saturday at Manchester Airport. That's today. Russell Canning, age 35, was arrested after refusing to comply with security screening procedures and refusing to leave the screening area, according to the Rockingham County Sheriff's Department. He was charged with criminal trespassing and was being held at the Rockingham County Jail. Canning's wife, Kat Dillon, said her husband has refused to have his bail posted and will remain in jail until his arraignment on Monday. She said sheriff's deputies were very kind in handling the incident. She said, he went in with his Bible and his declaration, and when he refused to be patted down and all that, the sheriffs let him off and arrested him, she said in a phone interview this afternoon. So, Canning, an accountant and staunch libertarian, said last week he hoped his actions would highlight what he considers overly burdensome state intrusion. What he was trying to get across is that people need to be able to travel with dignity, said his wife.
They've just gotten to a point where security is ridiculous. We want people to think about it. Do you want to give up all your rights and live in a police state? I don't think that they can make us secure if they're bombing other countries. To be perfectly honest, I'm in far more danger from my own government than I am from any terrorist. Kanig's demonstration was part of a larger effort by libertarians to promote their belief in individual freedom and limited government. Others plan to start a private mail service to call attention to the federal government's monopoly on first-class mail delivery and sell bottles of liquor in defiance of state liquor laws, because in the state of New Hampshire, the government is the exclusive distributor of hard liquor.
Hmm.
It comes to a point that if you think something has to be done and you don't think petitioning the government will help, you have to stop complying with bad laws. We don't want to hurt anybody. We don't want anybody to get hurt. We just don't want to comply. And why should you have to? If this really is a free country, then, and especially if it's a country that we created the government, then they don't have authority over us. They only have authority if we grant them the authority. If we say that we'll agree to those laws. Okay. You want to make a law against murder? I agree to that law. I mean, that's fine.
I do.
And I do as well. But when it comes to shoving your papers in order to get on a private airplane, if the airplane wants to require it, that's one thing. But actually, in this case, and it was interesting that he was charged with criminal trespassing in this case, because it goes to show that the TSA isn't actually enforcing law. They're just enforcing an arbitrary set of rules. A set of rules that was not passed by any legislature anywhere. They just create the rules, and if you violate them, then they might charge you with criminal trespassing to get you off the runway, if you will, out of the airport. But there's actually no law on the books that says you must show identification to the TSA. So that's one of the things that they successfully pointed out today. So we're looking forward to actually hearing from somebody who was at the event, you know, to kind of give us the demeanor of the public officials. They claimed that they were very nice, that everything went smoothly. And again, we know that Russell wasn't being violent. You know, he wasn't.
That certainly helps.
He's not the kind of person. We aren't the kind of people, these people that are protesting, are not the kind of, like, college-style protesters, mm-hmm. where they yell and scream and chant. No. That's not what goes on at all. It's not physical resistance against the cops. If you're going to get arrested, you just get arrested, and then you move on. You fight it later on in court. You know, that's the idea. And, of course, that's the other important question in regards to what happened today in New Hampshire is, will they fight this in court? Because when the outlaw manicurist did his thing about a month ago, when he gave the manicure out in front of the Department of Cosmetology in direct violation of the state's laws against unlicensed manicuring, then he was arrested, sentenced to 2 days in jail with a 30-day, I think it was called a deferred sentence, where he didn't actually have to spend the 30 days in jail, but if he gets into trouble later in the year...
If it's suspended, yeah.
Yeah, suspended sentence. Not then they can just throw him in for that 30 days if he gets in another bit of trouble. But he didn't plead not guilty. He went ahead and pled guilty and got out of the system, and he's moved on with his life now at this point. But the question is, will Russell do the same thing? Will the unidentified flying objector plead guilty, or will he say not guilty? I think it's important that he say not guilty, because that keeps the case going.
Oh, yeah.
It means the prosecutors are going to have to prove that you are guilty of criminal trespassing. And I would think that would mean they'd have to prove that you were on private property. And if it's a public airport, how could you possibly be trespassing?
I have a little trouble with that one, I think.
Right. That's the thing. If you plead guilty, whatever the charges might be, whether they be drug charges, whether you're in court for having some marijuana, whether you're in court for whatever the reason,
mm-hmm.
if you plead guilty, it means they have to prove their case beyond
not
a reasonable
guilty.
Doubt.
Not guilty.
Excuse me. Plead not guilty. It means they have to prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt. If you plead guilty, they don't have to do anything.
Nope. They're done.
And
sentencing.
Right, that's the way they like it. They like to scare people. They like to say, well, you better think about this, Manwich. You're facing 10 years in prison over this bag of marijuana. You don't really want to go to prison for 10 years. Look, if you plea out, we'll just give you a year and a half. Don't you worry about it. Everything will be fine. You'll be out in, you know, you'll be out in just a few months, no problems. Just plea out. And people do it, because who wants to spend 10 years in prison?
Then you'll be on probation for 5 more years. We'll pick you up a couple of times after that.
Yeah, and then
you'll pay us every month.
And then you'll violate the probation, and then we'll throw you in for 10. another 15 or something like that. It's a huge racket. The only way to beat it is to stand up to it. So I hope that Russell is, and I'm sure we'll talk to somebody from the Free State Project within the next few, or the New Hampshire Freedom Movement within the next few days. More coming up. This is your show, 800-259-9231. We'll find out what direction they're going. Because if they do not guilty, then we get to do jury nullification. We'll tell you about that coming up.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the final moments of the program. This is the live Saturday night edition. If you've got comments, you want to bring something up, now's the time to do it. 1-800-259-9231, political issue, personal problem, anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and check out, all the good stuff we've got for you. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got archives, the bulletin board system, live streaming. All of it is on the house. We charge you nothing. Although we are asking for your votes at vote.freetalklive.com. So if you've got a moment and you haven't voted in the month of June yet, go to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes less than a minute for the entire process of voting. And all you need is an email address.
We're just a few votes behind the number three slot.
And we were number three for quite a while. It's just vicious competition, and we'll get back up there. We hit number one last month. You never know what's going to happen. So thanks to your votes, we're in the top five, which is great. Vote.freetalklive.com. We're talking about what happened in New Hampshire today in the Manchester airport with the unidentified flying objector, as we're calling him. He attempted to board a plane without showing identification. Now, of course, they aren't going to allow that to happen, so no. He ended up getting arrested and charged with criminal trespass. And I'm suggesting that the gentleman in question, Mr. Russell Canning from Keene, New Hampshire, I suggest that he say not guilty to this, and he plead not guilty, because that will take it to trial. And once this goes to trial, then the real fun starts. Then they have to prove that he actually did break the law, and they have to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. And hopefully it would be a jury trial, I would assume, for a Class B misdemeanor. Wouldn't you be able to demand a jury trial if you were being charged with something?
Yeah.
So if you get this in front of a jury, and then you start pushing jury nullification, you could really stir up an S-storm of controversy.
Yes.
Because the judges do not like jury nullification mentioned in their courtroom.
Right.
And if you've got a group of activists that is behind you, as he does, he had 15 people at the airport today supporting him.
I don't think he'd be found guilty. It doesn't seem like
possible.
He's violated any law to me.
No, I don't think it'd be possible. The only way he's going to be found guilty is if he pleads guilty. And so,
this is how you change laws in America.
Absolutely. And that's the point behind jury nullification. The jury is supposed to be the very final legislating body in the United States. The legislature passes all kinds of laws, and eventually somebody will get charged with a violation of one of these laws the legislature passes. And if the jury says, what are you talking about? If they look at that law and they say, you want to outlaw breastfeeding? Throw that out. They can do that. The jury can literally say, no, to a bad law.
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean the law will be taken off the books, but it does mean that that particular person will be found not guilty and he'll get off.
And the precedent will then be there.
That's correct.
To be used in future cases.
Yeah, the word's going to spread that this law is less than popular, and then maybe the legislatures will...
You want to send somebody to prison for a year for possessing a joint?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right. You want to be paying, jury members, do you really want to pay $50,000 a year to put this pothead in prison?
I don't.
Yeah. So the judges attempt to suppress this kind of approach. They, if you bring up jury nullification in a courtroom, there's a good chance you could be charged with contempt of court. In which case, that's why it's important to have people behind you. That way it's not just you that's doing it. That way there's an entire movement. You know, people coming into court with Fully Informed Jury Association T-shirts, pamphlets, handing them out at the front of the courthouse. You really could make this into a case, a real spectacle that would be very pro-liberty. So we'll find out if they do. More coming up, I'm sure, later on in the week on the Unidentified Flying Objector. This is it for tonight. We will be back Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Benny in here with you.
And Manwich.
And join us again Monday night at 8 Eastern. In the meantime, you can join us online at the website, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
U.S. Gold and Silver.